And have the invocation, the pledge, and get the meeting going in the right direction. Let me turn off my cell phone, make sure it didn't ring. Most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to gather at this special time of the year. Lord, since the city's been kind enough to feed us today, bless this food that we're about to partake of to nourish our bodies and our bodies to thy service. Lord, help us to make the decisions here today that are fitting and in line with the best and possible needs of our city and our airport. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I believe the shelter provided the meal today, is that right?
Shelter did?
Yeah.
It did indeed.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I gave credit to the city, I should have known better than that. Okay, roll call.
Kerry Crawford.
Here.
Randy Klein.
Here.
Gary McLaughlin.
Here.
Howard Rubacher.
Here.
We have four.
We have minutes that have been distributed, and you have a copy of them here of the meeting of October. Anybody had a chance to read those over, look at them?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion and a second for approval. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Moving right along to unfinished business, the terminal building update from the airport director.
Yes, so the RFP for our proposed terminal building is published. It's been on the street since the day before Thanksgiving. The pre-proposal meeting is scheduled for tomorrow on the airport. It's non-mandatory. We expect to have a fairly decent turnout for that.
These would be contractors or potential bidders?
Correct, or subs interested in maybe providing their information to the contractor. So it could be any number. We could have architects, contractors, GCs, electricians, you name it, could be in attendance tomorrow. But
we'll meet here?
I'm sorry?
Here?
It will be in the airport director's office, okay. Airport administration.
Okay.
Is it, it's 9:30? 9:30 tomorrow. Non-mandatory.
What does that mean?
That means...
you can attend and bid, or if you don't attend, you can still bid.
That's correct. Yeah, okay. You don't have to go to the meeting, but it's encouraged because we're going to talk about the project.
Well, if they don't have enough interest to come to the meeting, it could be indicative.
You can ask questions during the meeting, things like that. But I think we'll get a good group from Gainesville to Orlando and maybe even further. We're working with Michael Baker, the consultant, on providing the RPR services. That's the resident project representative to the airport. So we're working on getting a proposal from them, an estimate, task work order, if you will. That'll probably be around a couple hundred thousand dollars.
I'll do that for half.
I haven't reviewed it yet, and it was just off the hip.
Yeah, do it for a quarter.
So.
Half.
How about pro bono?
No.
No.
Every time I do a pro bono thing, it costs me money.
So we're excited. We've got, we think the construction budget, assuming we get all the money that we ask of FDOT, and with what the airport can currently afford, will be about $5.4 million for construction. So we think that'll be the ultimate budget.
Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
That's a pretty nice building for that.
It will be. It'll serve a wonderful purpose, for sure. We do need to ask the airport board who they want to sit on the RFP review committee to help score and grade the responding proposals that we receive.
You, Jerry?
Huh?
No?
But
I don't know if we're bidding it yet.
Yeah.
If we're not bidding, I'd be happy to.
Okay. You'll be at the meeting tomorrow?
I should have somebody there. I left it to our marketing people, and I'm not sure what they've done.
Okay.
What about Chuck? Yeah, he's an architect, but he...
Tell us what the role is.
Okay, so the proposals will be scored on price, experience, and a small portion based on time. So if I recall correctly, it's, I think it's 70% price, 20% time frame, and 10%, 70% price, 20% experience of the firm, means, methods, how they propose to do it, and then 10% is time. And that'll be...
That sounds like Chuck to me. And he's not here.
That's the criteria. The criteria is perfectly
Yes, yes. I nominate Chuck to be our representative scoring. What do you think?
Have a nomination? Is there a second?
And if he's unwilling to serve, should we have a backup?
I was just going to request that.
Yeah.
Like
don't
I
know
said,
if
I will do it if I'm not doing it or bidding on it.
It says we have to select somebody there. We could select you as an alternate.
Good.
Well, why don't we go with that since the bid...
You want to amend your motion?
I guess we'll know tomorrow, so...
Okay, the bids will be opened on the 19th. We'll have a board meeting, I think, the week after that.
19th of what?
January.
Okay, close.
Yep, January, yep. So if there's an issue with the board member, we can figure that out at the next board meeting. So.
Okay.
So the first pick is Chuck, and the alternate is Jerry.
If he doesn't bid.
All in favor?
All right. There's a consensus of that? Would you second the motion?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that's a motion and second.
Whatever. One of us did.
One of us, yeah. Take pick.
One of the other or both. You got it. Heidi's got it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. I do have some other construction updates to provide. We started on the wildlife fence upgrades. That's 26,000 linear feet of subterranean wire mesh fencing that'll get installed and connected with our existing security fence. I would say we're probably about 15% of the way through with that project. They've been going for about 2 weeks now. It's scheduled to be complete in May of 2018. So far, they've been going pretty well. Actually hit a unmarked fiber line today, so that was
good.
A little hiccup.
Did they call the dig?
That's more than a little hiccup.
Oh, yeah, it was not identified in the locate. So.
Where was that, out here on this road?
No, it was way out in the middle of nowhere, over past the VOR antenna.
Probably to go into the VOR.
Yeah, probably.
Navigation's down for the whole southeast.
No, we think it was a fiber cable that went to some of the reuse pump equipment that's out there. And the cable probably goes directly to WRF number 3 out there on the west side of the airport. So that's what we think. That's what we think.
Okay.
Mike's nodding his head, so... We haven't heard anything different. CenturyLink hasn't called
Nobody's
us saying.
Nobody's screaming yet.
Right, right.
No, Fiber's going to fix this. I think they own it.
Okay. All right. But we're excited about that. That project's going well. The contractors are doing great work for us. So. On the security gates, we're replacing our access security system and installing some additional cameras. Not much to report on that other than the notice to proceed was... I believe it was issued, and they'll probably mobilize, I think it was the first week in January. So we'll get some replacements.
New gates
there.
And operators and...
Yeah, mainly the card system, the software system. It's open source, I think is the right word, terminology for it. So the equipment won't necessarily be proprietary or go obsolete nearly as quickly. Which is the problem that we're running into right now with our existing equipment. We're lucky it's all in one piece and operational as we speak right now is the best way to describe our current system. So we're looking forward to that moving forward. If you recall, we have an ARF truck, a Index B ARF truck being built by E1. They were the low bidder. We have a meeting next week to look at it. I think the chassis together. I believe they painted the exterior, but we need to meet with E1, talk about some of the systems that'll be installed in there. So we've got the fire department meeting us out there as well. When we're out there, I'll snap some pictures. I'll be able to provide that to the board at our next meeting. I know the fire department is ecstatic about their new truck, so we're happy to facilitate that with them. Taxiway Alpha, we've got a design project for its reconstruction. We just received the 100% drawings in the mail about 2 days ago. We'll pass that on to the FAA for their review and concurrence. Once we get that, we'll stamp them from the engineer and put them on the shelf. Looking at construction sometime in the year 2019, probably in late summer. Excuse me, 2019. And then I'm happy to report we're working with several different entities on corporate hangars. Between the one that's being built currently, there's one in pre-design right now. We're flirting with a company in Tampa, and Shelter just initiated the site plan drawings for its hangar as well. All in all, if everything happens with what's in the pipe right now, we're looking at 86,000 square feet of hangar space.
Who's the current one for?
Well, they don't have a lease yet.
Oh, it's just a spec.
Well, they're developing it. They don't have a ground lease yet, but they're looking at the land and they're putting it together.
No, there's one under construction.
Oh, that one? That's Gabriel's Wing House is the name of that company. They operate a Piper Meridian.
And where is it being built?
It's right next to the Besselu hangar, the old Taylor Bean and Whitaker hangar, the green one that's down there. The steel is up, the sheet metal is up. They're gearing up to pour the concrete apron out in the front right now.
And where would the other leases be? For bigger hangars, it would be
20,000 square foot hangars.
We're looking at
40,000 square feet down at Alpha 10. Approximately 20,000 square feet across from the Besselu, the green hangar at Alpha 7. And then the one for Shelter, we're looking at in between the attached hangar here and the flight school hangar. That's what we're looking at.
So what about the build out that they were talking about? Is that it?
That's part of this would be the first hangar of that build out based on demand.
Yeah, so nothing moved yet. We're not taking the avionics hangar down at this point.
No, we need the hangar space. Yeah.
I think we ought to work toward, somewhere, I don't know how you do that, it's expensive, but that hangar's got a historic significance to the city and the airport. It'd be nice in some way, shape, or form to, rather than tearing it down, be able to move it somewhere or find somebody that wanted to move it somewhere. Mm-hmm. Because that hangar was actually constructed prior to World War II and was at the other airport and moved over here in one piece before I-75. They jacked that thing up and moved it from across from Sunny's all the way out here. That would have been in the 1950s.
Is that possible? 1950s.
They're just cow pastures. And, I don't know how they did it, but that hangar, was originally erected on the site of the old airport. Pretty much across from Sunny's.
There were more than just that one, though.
Yeah, the others were torn down.
Because nobility, I think.
This was the smallest.
There was a whole string of them that went back down 200 towards town.
The bigger hangars were put up just prior to the war during the time of Greenville, and they used them. That was all the maintenance hangars for the flight school.
Still
but
is.
According to Eddie Martin, who was very familiar with the history of the airport, the old site, I remember where it used to sit, the foundation was still there. It was the smallest of the bunch. So I guess they needed a hangar. It was there. Somebody said they could move it. It would have been like the house going across Lake Weir. It would probably been a site to behold. Hangar coming across the cow pasture.
Yeah.
It's a pretty sized building.
Well, I agree with you. I'd love to see an aviation use for it, even if it was turned into
put Terry's airplanes in it and call it a museum.
That's right.
We're going to hang Terry's airplane from the roof of the new
terminal. Pretty soon they can put me in it.
Terry
and
call
it
a museum.
You're going to bring that up.
I'll make that motion.
The wax figure, too.
But the airport's doing well. Or if I can move to the fuel and ops, I don't have the numbers compiled, but avgas is down slightly from last year. Jet fuel is up incredibly from last year. Overall, we're net positive on our total fuel sales. Operations we're about even with where we were last year, but I'll have a more detailed comparison to provide you in January, and we'll be able to give you our neighboring airports' annual comparisons as well. So we'll be able to compare to see how Ocala did compared to our other control tower neighbors, yeah, our peer group. So,
okay.
It's been a great year. Thank you.
Well, thank you for all you've done. We appreciate all your efforts on, and your staff's efforts
thank
on
you.
Behalf of the city's airport.
Looking at the revenues and stuff, where does the fuel show up here? Or is it in the
commissions?
Commission.
It's in the revenue side on commissions.
On commissions?
Mm-hmm.
Does the other report have the gallonage? Pump gallons?
The report that I have in my PowerPoint presentation, mm-hmm. typically, yes, that reports gallons.
Where are we about gallons for this year? Where are we going to finish up? Do you have a...
Yeah, if I recall correctly, it'll be close to 800,000 gallons.
Still having a hard time getting back to that mythical million gallons.
But every year we're getting closer and closer.
We were there once.
2007. Mm-hmm. 2007.
That's when the firefighters were here. They sucked up a lot of gas.
Imagine how much you're pumping in California.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, some old airport out there somewhere that they were using for a base, and I bet the...
Probably Anaheim.
Fuel went off the chart. What else do we have?
That concludes my presentation.
Okay. Are there persons in the audience wishing to appear or not on the agenda? Nobody's standing and shouting and hollering, so I assume not. Persons, comments from individual board members?
I'm fine.
Okay. Well, the only comments I've got would be around just thanking everyone for the hard work this year. The airport, the economy's going in the right direction. The airport seems to be following suit, and we're pleased with the progress we've made and where we're going. And thank everyone for your involvement with our airport, whatever capacity it might be, whether you're a tenant or an employee or a consultant or whatever role. We appreciate all of that. I want to wish you all very special greetings at this special time of the year, and wish you well in the Christmas season. A Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Vote to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? We stand adjourned.
I'm going to eat.
And you've eaten your lunch and you're leaving?
Yeah. I am out of here. I got to go build